The gist. Klaus J. Wirth is kind of a phenomenon. A German pulmonologist who spent most of his career working in the pharmacological field, Wirth has grabbed onto the ME/CFS field with both hands. In 2021, working with Carmen Scheibenbogen and Matthias Lohn, Wirth began pouring out the greatest stream of hypothesis papers this disease has ever seen. In 2025, Wirth presented his hypothesis at the Charlotte International ME/CFS Conference. See presentation in the blog. Wirth and company believe that reduced blood flows start the process off, and studies suggest that blood flows to the muscles in this disease are imperiled in just about every way possible. The muscles respond to the low blood flows by relying on the ancient and inefficient process of anaerobic metabolism to produce energy. Anaerobic energy production, or glycolysis, however, produces lots of protons that acidify the muscles and need to be washed out. Something called the NHE1 exchanger gets rid of the hydrogen but leaves behind sodium ions. Because high intracellular sodium levels are detrimental in quite a few ways, the cell brings in the Na+K+ ATPase pump. Note the ATPase part, though. The pump requires a lot of energy to function, which ME/CFS cells may not have. If the pump gets too overloaded, it actually flips, i.e., instead of removing sodium, it begins importing calcium into the cell, and that's when the trouble really starts. High calcium levels in the cell are like kryptonite to the mitochondria. ATP production takes a hit. The cells swell, and mitochondrial fragmentation and even cell death can occur. As the mitochondria struggle for survival, they even begin consuming ATP instead of producing it. As damage to the Na+K+ ATPase pump proceeds, in the very severely ill, the muscles struggle to produce any force at all, and the patient is left bedridden. With the mitochondria producing massive amounts of oxidative stress, what started as a virally induced blood flow problem is now a mitochondrial problem that is shutting down blood flows. The authors believe all the different types of ME/CFS probably converge on the same central problem: poor blood flows which trigger mitochondrial damage in the muscles in particular. They believe ME/CFS is an acquired, not inherited, ischemic, low-oxygen environment, mitochondrial myopathy, mitochondrial damage, that they're calling AIMM. In this scenario, where the disease is being driven by mitochondrial dysfunction, the original trigger hardly matters. What's really needed is a way to get the blood flowing again, drop the intracellular sodium and ultimately the calcium levels in the muscle cells, and repair the mitochondria. Calling ME/CFS an enigma no longer, they believe there is a good chance of novel, highly efficacious drugs and even healing that can take place. Several studies could validate their hypothesis, but maybe the conclusive way to do that would be to trial a treatment that increases blood flows, normalizes muscle pH, reduces muscle sodium and calcium levels using muscle biopsies, reduces mitochondrial stress, improves exercise tolerance, and reduces PEM, or post-exertional malaise. Mestinon, which is under study now, may be able to do that in some people. Vericiguat is another drug that may be able to help as well. Klaus Wirth and Mitodikur has found a drug that may be able to help the sodium-potassium pump to produce ATP, reduce sodium levels, and prevent the calcium overload seen, thus allowing the mitochondria to regenerate. A talk with him on that drug is coming up. Donation drive update, last week of the drive. Thanks to everyone who has contributed. In the last week of our drive, Health Rising is very near our goal. Klaus Wirth, PhD, is no stranger to Health Rising. Since 2021, Health Rising has produced no less than 7 blogs on Wirth's hypotheses, and another is soon to follow. Why? Because Wirth, Scheibenbogen, and Lohn have brought new and exciting perspectives to ME/CFS, and that's something we don't want to miss. If being up on the latest ideas regarding ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and/or long COVID appeals to you, please support us in the last week of our drive. And at this point in the text version of the gist, you can see a link through which you can choose to give one time or donate monthly. Thanks for listening.